This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News Reviews report for the week of July 3rd. Lab-grown meat cultured from animal cells has been marketed as more environmentally sustainable than raising beef animals. But new research from the University of California, Davis, suggests that the carbon footprint of cell-cultured meat is more extensive than the industry has touted. Researchers at the UC Davis studied the energy cycle and greenhouse gas emissions in each production stage of lab-grown meat and compared it to the farm-to-plate production of raising a beef steer. Today, the lab-grown meat industry uses purified growth media created by living organisms to make the ingredients that multiply animal cells, which is a similar technology used in producing pharmaceuticals. Derek Reisner, doctoral graduate and lead researcher, points out that using the purified growth media to pharmaceutical levels uses more resources, which then increases global warming potential. And many of the lab-grown meat companies haven't been forthcoming with the data on their products' environmental impact. Rebecca Barnett, Director of Animal Health and Food Safety Policy with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, contends that lab-grown meat companies have not shared enough data, which has left consumers with limited information about the true environmental impacts of their products. On the other hand, agriculture has emissions data that's widely available through the Environmental Protection Agency. Reisner and his team's study also determined that the purified media method of production makes cell culture meat use 4 to 25 times more energy than the average for retail beef, which is the emitted carbon dioxide equivalent for each kilogram of meat produced. Hay harvest is in high gear in the Four Corners region, and most farmers are pleased with the yields they're seeing. After years of low winter precipitation and above average spring temperatures, this year's hay crop has been growing with good moisture levels already in the soil before irrigation started, and cool temperatures through May into June. Hay prices are still above average for much of the country due to the short supplies carried into 2023. The most recent weekly crop progress report shows that only 44% of the nation's pasture and range is in good to excellent condition, and 24% is in poor or very poor condition, and that may be part of the reason for the high hay prices. Celebrating the 4th of July with a cookout will cost significantly more than 2 years ago, although prices have fallen slightly from record highs in 2022. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, families will pay $67.73 to host an Independence Day cookout with 10 family members or friends. Based on the 2023 American Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey, the $67.73 grocery bill is down 3% from 2022, but is still approximately 14% higher than prices were just 2 years ago. Last year set a record high since the Farm Bureau began the survey in 2013, and 2023 comes in as the second highest cost. The cookout favorites include cheeseburgers, chicken breasts, pork chops, homemade potato salad, strawberries, and ice cream, among other products. Although historically high, the cost of the cookout breaks down to less than $7 per person. When put in a global context, Americans spend a smaller percentage of their income on food than any other country. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "Where the press is free and every man is able to read, all is safe." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.